The Genesis chapter 1 creation theme is all throughout the scriptures. Understanding the Genesis account of creation is fundamental to our full understanding of the scriptures. Hi, this is Jay Oxt of the Institute for Scientific and Biblical Research with another discussion on the topic of science and the Bible, prepared for Wellspring Christian Family Schools. Thanks for joining us today. In our first session, we talked about how important that the Genesis account of Scripture is, but we didn't elaborate on or how extensive this theme is throughout the Scriptures. The Genesis account of creation, it is not just a side issue. This creation event is mentioned or specifically inferred how many times? Are you ready for this? Mentioned or specifically inferred. We're not talking about the effect on our life. We're just talking about the mentioning of it in the scriptures. It is mentioned over 500 times in the scriptures. So let's talk about those 500 passages today. Well, okay, I promise. I will not read all 500 of them to you. Okay, well, first of all, let's do a little bit of a recap. As you recall from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 are the first day. And on the first day, God created the heaven and the earth, the light and the dark. Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 are the second day. On the second day, God made the firmament. Verses 9 through 13. On the third day, God gathered together the waters, separating the land from the water. Then he also brought forth the grass and the herbs and the fruit trees. Okay, he didn't create them fully mature. They were brought forth. They were created and brought forth to a fully mature level where they could provide herbs and fruit. Verses 14 through 19 is the fourth day. On the fourth day, he said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night." Okay, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And we'll talk about that one a little bit more today. Verses 20 through 23 are the fifth day. On the fifth day, God created every living creature that moveth in the waters, and every living creature, every winged fowl. Okay, every living creature that flew through the air. Then verses 24 through 31, that's the sixth day. And that's where the Lord, he said, "Let the earth bring forth cattle, the creeping thing, and the beast of the earth." Okay, and then what else did he create on the sixth day? Man. That's right. Okay, and then what did God do on the seventh? He rested. He sanctified that day. He said, "Keep that day in remembrance of the creation." Right? Okay. Well, let's think about this. Where did the year come from? We're back to day four here. Where did the year come from? Well, that's the time the earth took to circle the sun. Where did our month come from? That's the time that it takes for the moon to circle the earth. Where did our day come from? Well, one complete rotation of the earth on its axis, a cyclical night and day, is where our day came from. But where did our week come from? Think about that. Did it come from the sun? Nope. Did it come from the moon? Nope. How about the stars? Nope. From the zodiac? No. Let's read from Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day." Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So what do we have here? 6 days of work, one day of rest. That's our week. What do we do one day a week? That was for the Old Testament, the Sabbath day. Today, on the first day of the week, which is because of Jesus' rising from the dead on the first day, we keep our one day as Sunday. Okay, well, let's read that passage one more time, because this is an important one. Genesis chapter 20, verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Okay, what was the context of this passage? That's taken from the fourth commandment, right? Okay, that's verse 11. Verse 8 is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Why? Verse 11. In 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, okay? Now, just a comment. Just very recently, within the past week, a science teacher from a local homeschool co-op asked me about any recommendations that I might have for science curriculum. She was having some wrestling with the board from this particular homeschool. And I could tell from her face. And so I waited. She said, well, we're not allowed to talk about the age of the earth. Well, that struck me kind of funny. Being a Christian homeschool program, I ask, well, are you sure? Says, in that case, do they realize that they can't even talk about the Ten Commandments? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, for in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth. So, well, I'd like to be able to tell you that she convinced the board that they needed to change their mind on that. Well, they didn't. They picked a textbook that boldly teaches millions, billions, and gazillions of years. I go, really? I thought they weren't allowed to talk about the age of the earth, right? And so, well, that's what happens, though. That's the mindset all around us. And that's the reason that we need to dwell on this topic. That's the reason for this program. People go there for whatever reason. It might be agenda. It might be that's all they've ever learned. They might think, well, science has confirmed this. Well, we are here to tell you that God's word is what's true, and the sciences actually support God's word. They do not contradict it. So that's what we have been talking about. So what do you think the lady did, the lady that was asking me the questions? She resigned. Her comment was, hey, if I can't teach truth, I won't teach there at all. So she made an impact. But we'll see where that goes from here on out, because I also understand there's quite a few of other Christian families that are leaving that particular program. Well, at any rate, let's move on. Creation confirmation. We talk about Genesis chapter 1 all too often as if it's some sort of a standalone scripture. It has nothing to do with the rest of the book. Well, that's not true. How often is the creation week confirmed throughout the balance of scriptures? Okay, well, let's look at that in great detail. First of all, we just mentioned that our week, our seven-day week, that's where it came from. And the Jews of that day were very specifically concerned and in tune with that. Now, today, we pretty much associate the week as, well, it's just it's what we do for work. You know, we go to work for 5 days, maybe six, and we get a day off. We don't think about creation at all too often, too many of us that way anyway. But the Jews were very in tune to the fact that this seven-day week came from the seven-day creation. Let's look at a couple of passages from that refer to the week or the 6 days of work or the 7 days or whatever. There are you ready for this? 175 of these passages. So no, we're not going to read all 175. Let me give you just a couple of examples. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant, an important word here, he shall confirm the covenant with many for what? For 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Okay, so you see, they considered this week to be important because it came from the creation. Some people say, well, that's just Old Testament. Well, it happens to be very late into the Old Testament, you know, the book of Daniel. And since Easter was just a few weeks ago, let's look at one that pertains to Easter. Mark 16, verse 2. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Okay, so here again, the week is important. They connect the week to the creation, not just because it's a day off, but because it's God's creation. You'll see the week, or 6 days, 7 days, specifically mentioned 175 times in the scriptures. Well, some people might ask, well, you know, how do we know that it's not just a coincidence, that it happens to be 6 days or 7 days or whatever? Okay, no problem. We can look into that. So what I did was I took the days for 4 days and 5 days, searched for that, and also looked at 8 days and 9 days to get a feel for, well, how often are the numbers, you know, 4, 5, 8, and 9 days used in the scriptures. So we get a baseline for just coincidence. We subtract that number out, and we still have 175 times. Okay, we struck out about 12 as being an average. Okay, how about the word Sabbath? Where did that come from? That too came from the creation week. We just read that in Exodus chapter 20, right? For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The Sabbath day comes from the creation. Okay, let's look at another example. Ezekiel 46. And the burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto the Lord in the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. Did I say that right? 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. Did you ever stop and think? Why 6? Okay, how about this one? This is one of my favorite. How about expressions like, in the beginning, man did this, or since the foundation of the earth, man did that? Well, there's about 24 of this type of passage in here. Let's look at a couple of examples so you understand what I'm talking about. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Okay, well, how would you understand anything from the foundation of the earth if that foundation was 14 billion years before man existed, right? Okay, so man has been here since the foundation of the earth. Isaiah 64, 4. For since the beginning of the world, man have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Did you catch that? From the beginning of the world, men have not heard or seen. And how about Mark chapter 10, verse 6? This one's pretty straightforward. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. And who said that? That was Jesus, right? Jesus himself confirmed man has been around since the creation of the world. Now, Did you notice? Not one of, I didn't read all 24 of them, but did you notice of the ones I read, not one of these two dozen references state, after 14 billion years, once man finally got on the scene, right? No, man was referred to 24 times as being in existence since the beginning of creation. How about specific passages talking about what God has created? Specific things that God has created. Would you guess how many passages there are here? About 180. Let me give you a few examples. Job chapter 40, verse 15. Behold now behemoth, which I made with thee. How about Psalm 8, verse 3? When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. How about Psalm 104? Psalm 104, verses 12 through 24, lists 23 different items created by God. The fowls of the heavens, the hills, the grass, the cattle, the herb, man, wine, oil, trees, birds. These are just to name a few, okay? And then he names these 23 items, and verse 24 says, in wisdom hast thou made them all. In wisdom hast thou made them all. Okay, there's 180 passages like this. So let's think about this for a minute. Let's sum all of this up. Genesis chapter 1, we'll just treat that as one passage, okay? Going to give that one to you as just one passage. Genesis 1, one passage. How about the six-day week? Over 175 passages. How about the word Sabbath? That came from the creation week. That word is used nearly 140 times. How about the Bible indicates that man has existed since the beginning of creation? That's another two dozen times. And then the Bible referring to specific things, hands, feet, animals, birds, you name it, in over 180 times. Did you add all that up? One for Genesis 1, 175 for the 6 day, 7 day week, 140 for the Sabbath, 24 for man since the beginning of time, and 180 for specific items that he created. That is well over 500 times. Let's think about that for a minute. If the account of Genesis 1 is not what is being referred to in 500 passages, then what other creation event in this book could it possibly be referring to? Right? Okay. If the account of Genesis 1 is not what's being referred to in nearly 500 passages, then what other creation event could there be in this book that it's referring to? Or maybe forget about the Bible for a minute. How about just any book that you would get, a storybook, a fiction book? Why would an author of a book refer to an unknown event 500 times in that book that is contrary to what the author already established in the very first chapter? That doesn't make any sense. So obviously, all of these passages are referring to the creation week. So, the Genesis 1 account of creation is all throughout the scriptures. It is a major theme. When you look at all of the different books of the Bible and how many passages like this are in them, the creation event is mentioned in 49 of the 66 books of the Bible. The creation event, okay, is mentioned, 49 of the 66 books of the Bible. Now, when I get to heaven, I'll talk to the authors of those other 17 books, and I'll make sure they fix that, right? just kidding. Truth be known, all of the books of scriptures discuss topics that are relevant to creation, right? God created the earth and you. It's the foundation for his word. He makes the rules. The foundational truths established by God are certainly found in those other 17 books as well. So, as I said, I'll repeat this a couple of times. The Genesis 1 account of creation is all throughout the scriptures. In other words, we did not evolve. We are not here by, as Dr. Duane Gish would say, from goo to you. You did not evolve. You were placed here because you are special. God made you. God made you with a purpose in mind. He has a purpose for you. Are you seeking that purpose? The Genesis 1 account of creation is all throughout the scriptures. In other words, God created you to be with him throughout eternity. Okay, well, so far, we have only discussed that it is throughout the scriptures. But what about the impact of those scriptures? How does this event that happened 6,000 years ago impact our life today? We will elaborate on the impact of this in a later discussion, but just to get your mind thinking along those paths, think of the concept of stewardship. And in the end of Genesis chapter 1, God gives us what? Dominion over much of his creation. He gives us dominion over certain things. He does not give us dominion on other things. We'll talk about that. Okay? How about if we just evolved from goo to you, well, who makes the rules? Do you make the rules? Do I make the rules? We all make different rules. Okay? We'll elaborate on that. How about sin, if sin started in Genesis chapter 3 after Adam, well, if we evolved, which one of these creatures sinned first? Who is Adam? Is he a fictitious person? Who sinned first? So you see, scriptures has significant problems if it does not start with God's creation in Genesis 1. And further, by what? By death. Or excuse me, why? By sin came death. And some people would like to say, well, that's because, that's just when man sinned, that's what caused death. You know, and that passage is just referring to man's death, not the other animals. And says, well, then let's look at our evolutionary lineup of goo to you, and, well, which one of these creatures, which one of these hominins, humanoid creatures, which one of those died first? Well, you think about it as, well, they're all dead. We dig them up from the ground. They're all dead. Okay, so all of that matters. And we'll elaborate on that in a little bit more detail in subsequent sessions. We clearly do not have enough time for that in this session. So, let's end this session with a word of prayer. Father, dear Father, my prayer is that all who listen to these broadcasts will be blessed. I pray that the entire family will be blessed. And I pray that the faith of each and every person that hears any of these broadcasts will be bolstered, and that they would know that they know that you are the great I Am, that you are the creator of each and every one of us, and the whole universe. Father, your word is so important. Please teach us not to take your word lightly, not any section of your word. Please help us to understand that your word can be fully trusted from cover to cover. Father, help us to understand and to truly live knowing that we don't have to just pick and choose what parts of the Bible that we believe or trust because of some silly science or some silly indoctrination that we're getting. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Thank you so much. We would not be able to live without your word. We need your word. We need to focus on your word and on you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, once again, this Bible series is brought to you by Wellspring Christian Family Schools. This is Jay Oxt of the Institute for Scientific and Biblical Research. If you would like to know more about ISBR, feel free to look at their website, isbrministries.org. Okay, isbrministries.org. If you click on videos, you will see many of the presentations that we've made over the last several years. Many of the topics that we've talked about here on this program, you can see presentations by one of the speakers at ISBR. So, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day in the Lord.